On December 11th, in Tanzania, thousands of villagers forcibly occupied a gold mine owned by the Barrick Gold Corporation. Barrick is the largest producer of gold in the world, and it is based in Canada. According to media reports, about 4,000 villagers overpowered security guards and then entered the mine, destroying about $7 million worth of mining equipment and stealing gold. About 800 riot police from the Field Force Unit were reportedly deployed that night to disperse the crowd with tear gas and guns. A Barrick spokesperson told Reuters News that police killed one person in the clash. Several people, including police officers, were reportedly wounded. The mine shut down operations for several days after the occupation. The North Mara gold mine is located in northern Tanzania, just south of the Kenyan border. According to sources involved with the North Mara community, the occupation occurred after security guards at the mine killed a young man identified as Mengwena Muita Mengwena. Evans Rubara is an investigative journalist and activist based in Tanzania.
When they shot Muita, then the villagers had to come and try to make their voice heard, because the government of Tanzania has not heard the voices of these people.
It is difficult to confirm the allegation that security guards killed Muita prior to the riot. An article attributed to the Tanzanian newspaper This Day suggested that he was shot by riot police after the occupation. Local village residents and police could not be contacted, and spokespersons for Barrick Gold in Toronto and Tanzania did not answer repeated requests for interviews. And Canadian diplomatic officials based in Tanzania were not available for comment. One thing seems clear. People in the North Mara area are angry. Here again is Evans Rubara.
And I've met the people in their localities suffering and saying that we do not want this company here. They tell you that this company rapes our country of our natural resources. This company causes our children not to go to school. This company has not done anything to actually make sure that the livelihood of the local people is improved.
Barrick would disagree. A report on the company's official website claims that it is, quote, committed to making a positive difference in the communities in which we live and work, end quote. It says that Barrick participates in sustainable development programs around the North Mara mine and provides decent work to its employees. But the charges against Barrick Gold are gravely serious. According to photojournalist Alan Lisner, who just returned from Tanzania, violence against local residents by mine security and police is not uncommon. Lisner noted that mine security guards have allegedly killed several people near the North Mara mine since 2005.
This wasn't the first time that there have been killings in the area. There have been about seven killings in the area of people who were supposedly killed by mine security. And after many of these killings, there have been clashes where the villagers would storm into the mine site and shut down operations, just like they did recently.
Lisner noted that the construction of the North Mara mine displaced an estimated 10,000 people before Barrick acquired the property in 2006.
So when the big mining companies came in, the small-scale miners lost their livelihoods. Many of the farmers lost their livelihoods because their lands were taken or polluted by the chemicals from the mine. So thousands of people there have lost their livelihoods in the area. So there's lots of unemployment. Most of the jobs that have been provided by the company itself are jobs that require a certain level of education. So most of the employees are migrants from other parts of the country. So when you have that many people who have no sources of income in the area, then you're asking for trouble, really.
In an article posted on protestbarrick.net, a virtual clearinghouse of criticism about the corporation, Tanzanian lawyer and activist Tundu Lissu is quoted saying that Barrick is, quote, on the warpath. Repression is on, he says. Lissu claims that Barrick has transported tear gas and hand grenades to North Mara. Barrick has singled out Lissu as one of its adversaries, along with the human rights activist group Corp Watch. A report posted on the Barrick website titled Barrick Constructively Engages with Communities accuses Lissu and Corp Watch of making allegations that they call baseless and misleading, that over 50 miners were murdered at another mine in Tanzania before Barrick purchased it. The report says, point blank, that Barrick does not condone repressive action. Meanwhile, operations have resumed at the North Mara mine in Tanzania. Reporting from Victoria, BC, this is David Koch.